This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says he is willing to wait as long as it takes with the government shut down for him to get funding for a border wall with Mexico. Speaking in Iraq, where he paid a surprise visit to U.S. troops, Trump sought to blame Democrat Nancy Pelosi for the shutdown, telling reporters Nancy is calling the shots. Pelosi is widely expected to take over as Speaker of the House of Representatives when Democrats assume control next week. Trump, who once said he would gladly take responsibility for the shutdown, said Wednesday he was glad to do whatever it takes to get the $5 billion he wants to help build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Democratic leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, have said there is no way that Trump will get the money he is asking for. After the second death of an immigrant child in its care, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says it's checking on other kids that it's holding along the southern border. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commissioner Kevin McAleenan says he's ordered secondary checks.
That means paramedics who are also Border Patrol agents checking each child in our custody to determine their health status again, in addition to the original processing.
McAleenan telling CBS this morning two Coast Guard teams are deploying today to help. He says the agency's devastated by the deaths of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso on Christmas Eve and a 7-year-old girl earlier this month. He says CBP needs more help to ensure the safety of other kids, though the agency's not saying just how many are in custody. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Wednesday with the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite leading trading higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P are also high late in the day. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw the test Wednesday of a new hypersonic glide vehicle, declaring that the weapon is impossible to intercept and will ensure Russia's security for decades to come. Speaking to Russia's top military brass from the Defense Ministry's control room in Moscow after watching the live feed of the avant-garde vehicle, Putin said that the engineers, workers, and everyone who created the prominent arm system are to be congratulated. He said, on this event in the history of military power and in the matter of ensuring the security of the Russian state, he was grateful for their hard work. The test comes amid bitter tensions in Russia-U.S. relations, which have sunk to their lowest level since the Cold War over the conflict in Ukraine, the war in Syria, and allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The International Federation of the Red Cross reports that